For me, kind of a relaxed weekend at least. Yesterday, I finally got a chance to put the battery in my wife's car. It got warm enough that I could get out there in the driveway and get the battery changed, but not without some issues. A lot of the cars nowadays are so packed in there to try and get to a battery. There, for my wife's car, there is a fuse block that sits on top of the battery. Well, you have to disconnect several cables in order to be able to lift the fuse block off so you can get the battery out of it, out of the box. Well, unfortunately, whoever had done the job, I had it done by the Buick dealer 5 years ago when that battery was put in. And, boy, I could not get the two nuts loose on two of the cables that had to be disconnected to get it out. And I worked and I worked and I worked, and I sprayed WD-40 in there to try and loosen them up and let them sit for an hour. Came back, couldn't get them loose. And finally, I got my impact wrench or driver out, battery operated, set it to the lowest setting because I couldn't get it off with a wrench or with a socket set. And when I put the impact to it, it actually tore one of the cables off from the fuse mount that it was on. So basically, I destroyed this plate by doing that. So cable came off. The nut didn't come off, but the cable came off the fuse block. So luckily, I was able to replace it. The Buick dealer had it in stock. I got up there just before they closed. Was able to finally get the two nuts off after another hour of work, and was able to replace the plate and get her car back in operation. But boy, those were on there. It was almost like they used an impact wrench to put these two nuts on these electrical connections, and certainly didn't need to be that tight. I don't know. All the other bolts that were on this fuse block plate came off with no problem. With a little bit of torque to it, they came right off.